So, we're here in the studio now with Alice McGillicuddy of the Foundation Gallery. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So, what is the Foundation Gallery?
Basically, it is the brainchild of my boss and the owner, Lila Hyman, and she runs the Hyman Foundation out of Lafayette with her sister, Joan, and she has a background in art and then is also a social worker, and she wanted to merge the two. So basically what we do is we're not a nonprofit, but we're run through a nonprofit, the Hyman Foundation, and for each show, we donate 25% of our proceeds to a different local nonprofit. In the last year, we've really honed in on trying to support local artists and local nonprofits specifically. Sometimes we reach out a bit, but for the most part, we try and keep it local.
Cool. So what was some shows that you've had already?
Well, we actually just moved our space from Julia Street to the French Quarter. So the last two shows that we've had have been John Kofelt, which he's kind of a pop surrealist, pretty out there stuff. He's from the South himself, originally Tennessee. And for that, we worked with Breakout, which is a local LGBTQ group here. They were incredible. And then from there, we went to the Body Electric show, which was a group show, our first group show, actually. And we worked with Hurry for the Riff Raff's Body Electric Fund, which serendipitously is also about the Body Electric, which is inspired by a Walt Whitman poem.
Mm-hmm. So how did that go?
It went really well. We had just an incredible outpouring of support. I think it always helps to have a big band like that, especially one that's so well-loved in the community. And Alinda is just, I mean, she's wonderful. She came to the space and she performed four songs for us for our Arts and Activism event, which is another part that we're really trying to push, which is for each show that we have, we'll do an accompanying nonprofit kind of event, I guess you would say, that has performance and an artist talk where we can kind of showcase both the artist and the nonprofit. So for the show we have right now, which is called Haiku with Abandoned Ghosts by Demon Matsuyo, he's based out of Baton Rouge, and they're kind of Japanese-inspired mixed media collages, and they're absolutely beautiful, very kind of forceful without being aggressive, and we're working with Stomp the Violence, which we try and make the nonprofit kind of work within the theme of the work that we're showing. And that's a local group here that works with youth engagement through dance and conflict resolution. So we'll be having an event on March 21st, which is this Saturday, with an artist talk and a presentation from the nonprofit. So kind of getting the full range of what we're doing.
Cool. So what do you find like most exciting about what you're doing?
Well, on a personal level, it's incredible to be able to work with so many amazing artists and just have that kind of relationship where you can really offer that support. And because we work with emerging artists and well-established artists, it's really a wonderful experience for me to be able to learn from people and also kind of lend a helping hand in terms of helping people start their careers. And the nonprofit aspect is just, for me, it seems like a very natural union. So to be able to work in those two things is incredible. And Lila, the owner, she is kind of seamless in her merging of those two things. To her, they're inextricable, which I think is really a beautiful thing. And, you know, I feel like I've been like a broken record, but this kind of idea that, you know, that art can be a vehicle for social change is so important, whether it's visual art or dance or music. I think that's kind of undeniable, but we're still trying to work to make that clear to a larger audience.
Mm. So what do you mean? You feel like people don't necessarily relate those two things?
Well, I think that it happens. Actually, I think with dance and music, it happens a little bit more seamlessly. I think that like calls for action often include those things, whether you're at a protest or, you know, it's the lyrics of a song or something like that. But I think that visual art has that same power. And especially I think with younger people, with people that are more visual learners. And like right now we're doing an after school arts program, and these kids are just, I mean, all they wanted was someone to pay attention to them and give them the tools to make something they could be proud of. Mm. It's that simple. And that's activism. Like that, I mean, I think that it's important to be participant in kind of a larger community. But I think in our little space, every moment that, you know, a child feels like someone is proud of them or they're proud of themselves is a moment of activism, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that, I think we're working on a smaller scale and hoping to kind of expand it.
Yeah, tell me more about that. I mean, how did that get started?
Actually, there was a kid. So we're like right down the block from the McDonough 15 school. And there's this little kid there who would pop into the gallery and we just kind of, you know, talk after school. And he would tell me about music. And I was kind of thinking, you know, the school's right there. I'm here anyway. I might as well see if I can get donations for art supplies and just, I mean, it doesn't cost anything. What's the harm? And a good friend of mine, Amanda LaPlaca, she's a Montessori teacher. And so she kind of took over the teaching element because it comes very naturally to her. And I can be a bit of a goof with the kids. So it's good to have an authority. But yeah, it kind of happened. And Lila really gives me the opportunity to, you know, if I present an idea to her and she thinks that it's kind of part of our larger mission, she is, you know, kind of, why not? We're in a pretty experimental phase where we're, whether it's the way that we're selecting art or the events that we're having, it's our first year in this new space. So we're kind of just playing and seeing what sticks and what works the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, so before you were around Julia Street and I guess was the gallery a little bit more traditional in that sense?
Yeah. I mean, I think we definitely, catered to a different audience to a certain extent. There was less of an emphasis on the nonprofit element. I think that we were kind of trying to fit in a way that for the structure that we have doesn't make sense. We're not doing something that kind of goes with any one particular arts district, but we found that, not that anyone was not welcoming on Julia Street, but everyone seemed to, you know, there's a community there, but also people are very, a lot more established galleries. They're kind of in their own little world a little bit, whereas when we joined the Low Road, which is what they're calling kind of the lower Royal Arts District, kind of, you know, Antio Gallery and Red Truck and kind of these more contemporary, like pop surrealist down on kind of 900 block to 1100 block of Royal Street, we were just welcomed with open arms. People were just like, what are you doing? That's amazing. Okay, like, how can we help? You know, I'll have people all the time coming into the gallery like, oh yeah, so-and-so down the street sent us. And I think part of that is the new community and also really putting an emphasis on the nonprofit. I think before we were trying to be like, that's kind of an afterthought a little bit. And the focus is more on the art, where now it is as much on supporting our artists and getting this work out there, but it's kind of evened out a little bit so that it's 50-50, I'd say more.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I know you're from New York City. I'm curious what your perspective is on the art scene in general here. Yeah. Like, what are the good aspects? What are the harder challenges?
I mean, I think, to be completely candid, I think one of the hardest challenges is getting financial support for artists. I mean, I think that as much as, you know, even with my friends, we do art trades. You know, I don't necessarily have personally the money to buy all the art that I would love to. And I think that becomes, there's kind of a ceiling on that. Of course, there's a market for it like anywhere else. But I think compared to somewhere like New York, where people are, you know, just have more money in general. but I think the most positive thing is there is that kind of inclusiveness. Like, I've only been here for 3 years and I've been fully embraced by the community in a way that I think would take me 20 years to be in New York, and I'm from there, you know.
Yeah.
And I've been working since I was 16 with artists, and it still is, there's kind of I think in New York people can be very territorial, and I think for good reason, I understand it, but I think here there is just an openness, and also there's so many, I mean, mixture of local people that are from here and transplants. I think there's an incredible scene right now just in terms of making. People are so prolific here. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was just in Jackson Square yesterday, and I was, you know, it was incredible. I was like, this is like the largest art gallery in the city. This is, you know, so it's kind of constant in a way that I think is really beautiful.
Yeah. So I know you're also an artist. Do you find inspiration through your work?
Yeah, I kind of, I've put that on the back burner a little bit. I find I'm much more comfortable facilitating. You know, I've studied animation in school, so like currently I'm working on a music video for a friend and things like that. I get it in there, but it's actually kind of a relief to put all my beans in the gallery basket as an artist.
Not to your admirers, it's not.
Well, for you, Kizzy, I'll make you something.
Very good. Yeah, so what other stuff do you guys have coming up?
So Demand's show is up for 2 more weeks, and I mentioned that Arts and Activism event on the 21st. And then the next show, I'm really excited, we're working, it's actually curated and printed by this new print collective called What Editions, which is actually two friends of mine, Cora Louts and Julian Wellish, who I think you know, Julian.
Oh, yeah.
And they are working with four artists, and they're doing kind of designing these pieces together, and then they'll be doing the printing. So they're artists that are sculptors, performance artists, kind of more, I guess, out there, and then they're bringing it to the print medium. So mm-hmm. we'll be having an arts and activism event for that, as well as an opening on April 10th. So it's French Quarter Fest, so we'll be kind of in the mix of that.
What's the nonprofit associated?
And that will be going to the New Orleans Community Print Shop cool. Youth Program specifically.
Cool.
Yeah. Again, I think our focus has as we're focusing in, it's becoming a lot about youth engagement. So mm-hmm. it's a good step in that direction.
Yeah, very cool. So tell me again the details of the thing coming up this weekend.
It'll be this Saturday, March 21st at 4 p.m. We'll have an artist talk with Damond, and then Jeremy, who runs Stomp the Violence, will be doing a presentation about the nonprofit and his work, and then we'll have a dance performance from the kids he's working with.
Oh, wow. Cool. Yeah. So where's the gallery? How can people check it out or learn more?
It's 1109 Royal Street, right by the Royal Pharmacy. We are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of that. So if you Google us, we should be there.
mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. Very cool. Thanks so much for coming
in. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah.